So control of the people and control of their economy is one thing that fuels a terror economy. Other things, coca in the case of the Shining Path, as we might know of them in Peru, and in Afghanistan, heroin, and lots of heroin coming from that part of the world into Europe and the United States. Billions of dollars. Is that accurate?
Yes. I mean, the smuggling of narcotics, it is by far the largest source of revenues of terror groups.
Can you tell us about the amount of funding that of narcotics for terror groups?
Well, according to my calculation, the total amount of the turnover of the new economy of terror, which is the economy created and sustained by armed organizations across the world, is $500 billion per year. Of that, roughly one-third comes from legal businesses, and the remaining two-thirds comes primarily from narcotic businesses and smuggling. So it is a lot of money.
You know, you cite so many things, and I think it's important to ask you about your sources. I mean, how do we know how much? I mean, it's not like you can get a receipt from the grocery store on heroin sales, you know? So how do you begin? And tell us about your sources for the economics and all this other stuff.
Well, for the narcotic business, for example, there are quite good statistics which are produced by various international organizations, including the IMF and the UN. What I did, I actually had to disaggregate those figures because part of the narcotic business, of course, it is handled by criminal organization that doesn't, of course, fall into the category of terror organization, although it is still the same economy because they operate within the same economy. I'll give you an example for the narcotic trade from Afghanistan into Europe follows what is known as the drug route. Along this drug route, we have terror groups, primarily Islamic terror groups, who handle the actual narcotics. But also we have the mafia. So, for example, once the narcotics get to Turkey, 75% of all the narcotics that enter Europe transit via Turkey. So we're talking about big business. In Turkey, the narcotics are handled by the Turkish mafia.
Yeah,
which gets a cut out of it, of course.
Yeah, of course, and that's the reason they do it. But yet you say in the book that the Western economy, the legitimate Western economy, is dependent on the terror economy. I mean, I'm having pictures of Miami Vice go through my head of the 80s when all this money was going into Miami from cocaine, but that continues.
Yes, of course. I mean, the dependency is a very many levels, but one level in particular is very important. It is the money laundering, because all of this money that flows from the terror economy into our economy, they are actually money launder. And the money laundering takes place primarily in the United States and in Europe. And it's all done in US dollar. Now, the denomination of this economy, it is the US dollar, which is another very important link.
Well, because you said something like the amount of U.S. dollars in circulation outside the United States has increased, 60 times in the last 40 years, something like that?
Yes, what I did, I wanted to see, because this economy, the illegal economy and terror economy together, their turnover is $1.5 trillion, which is twice the GDP of the United Kingdom.
That's annual.
Yes, that's annual.
And that's the crime economy.
It's the illegal criminal and terror economy all together.
Okay.
They have merged in the 1990s thanks to the deregularization of the international financial market. So they all operate within the same system. Now, this economy, which is huge, is denominated in U.S. dollars. So if you want to go and buy arms or drugs along, you know, the drug route, for example, you have to have physically U.S. dollars. They don't take checks, they don't take credit cards, they take cash. So somewhere this cash has to come from. So I looked at the U.S. money supply, because these are real dollars. These are not counterfeit dollars. So I look at the U.S. money supply because that's the only place where every year new stock of dollars is produced, which is the Federal Reserve. And I came across these statistics, which are quite shocking. If you look at the trend of the U.S. money supply since the 1960s, not only the money supply is rising very, very quickly, which means that there is a lot of money in circulation in the U.S., but also more and more every year of the new stock of dollars is taken out of the U.S. and never comes back. This new stock goes and feed the illegal, criminal, and terror economy across the world.
And what if they all decided they want to cash them in at once? What happens?
Well, if they want to cash it all at once, there will be a disaster because we'll go into a very deep recession.
A very deep depression.
But as if they keep getting this money, this is very good for the U.S. economy. Now, today, two-thirds of the U.S. money supply, which is $500 billion, actually is printed in this country and then leaves this country and never comes back. So that's more than the amount of cash that stays inside this country, which means that the U.S. Treasury actually borrows against a money supply which is $500 billion. But the truth is that the real money supply in the U.S. is only one-third. So the Treasury is getting more money out of what it's borrowing than it should.
But the American economy is dependent now. It's inextricably linked with the criminal economy and with the terror economy. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes. This is why we have to be very careful at stopping this economy, because we have to do it slowly. If overnight we manage to destroy the illegal, criminal, and terror economy, we'll destroy our own economy also.
So what, besides quitting our heroin and our cocaine habits and perhaps our oil habit or scaling down as best we can, what are ways that individuals can do their part to stop fueling the terror economy?
Well, there are, you know, many ways of going about. One way is actually trying to reduce the amount of money that comes into our countries from this economy, which are, you know, legislation to screen the money that comes in particular offshore banking. There is widespread usage of offshore banking by terror groups, and there is no way to control them. Something has to be done, but it cannot be done only from the U.S. government. It has to be done in a concerted effort by all the various political powers in the world, because otherwise it's not going to work.
One thing that the current administration can't do unilaterally is something regarding money laundering.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the main issue.
That's the main issue. And to get a sense of the future, I mean, are we going to end up with two sorts of worlds, one in which there are legitimate governments and others where there are state shells and run by Islamic terrorists? You know, you cite two philosophers in the middle of the book there, one of whom says that we're headed towards universal democracy, but he's the optimistic of the two.
Yes, that's
Fukuyama.
That's Fukuyama. Well, I mean, I looked at Samuel Huntington's theory about the clash of civilization, and I disagree with that theory. In fact, the conclusion of my book, it is there is no clash of civilization. It's a clash between two economic systems. Again, going back to the reversal of the Crusades. As it was at the time of the Crusades, I mean, one system is the dominant system, which is the West, and in particular the U.S. being the superpower of the West and the world, and the other one is insurgent, which is the East. What is the outline, the outcome? I think, you know, the outcome is that if we carry on pursuing a policy of war, we should really look at the lesson of the Crusades. In the end, the insurgent system won and the dominant one lost. So the same could happen to us.
I'll let that be the final word. It's an amazing book. I'm in awe of your research and your thesis. Continued success with the book.
Thank you very much.
Modern Jihad, Tracing the Dollars Behind the Terror Networks is the book. Loretta Napoleoni is the author and has been our guest. ModernJihad.com is the website.